Hello, everybody. It's another week, another episode of Digital High from Entertainment Fuse. I am Aaron the Red, aka the Spicy Ginger. With me is Vincent
Hello.
and Marquise.
What is up?
The King of Jamaica.
Buck, buck, buck. There we go.
It's the day after Christmas.
Oh, ho, ho.
Magical, super religious holiday.
Ah, rah, 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 rah.
I will, even though I'm not big into Christmas or anything like that, I will say people do get nicer. Like when it gets like November, December.
That's a shame, isn't it? Like when they absolutely know they're about to get some shit, but they probably don't
Like,
really
I
deserve
want
it
my
just because it's
stuff.
a
Give me
day.
my stuff.
Well, I think even strangers, I think just in general, I think people see, at least here in the South, I know the stereotype of Southerners having more manners is true from my experience of being in DC and LA and other places. I do I'm just saying, do you think do you find Californians very polite, Marquise?
It's very I won't say regional, it's like city by city. I mean, LA, you kind of know what you're getting into, although like inside of LA that there's little like subsects that are very cool and you would think that you're in a different state altogether. The farther you get up north, like the middle, like Central California is like super chill. Like everyone is super nice. But then like once you get to like Frisco, where I am now, like pretty much everyone is readapts the LA asshole mentality. So
Yeah,
I mean, I
and it's
guess you're in the
probably
right
living in
lane.
a major city, being around millions and millions of people have something to do with it too.
Yeah,
Since
I
you're just
think
like, oh, here's another aunt. Like, it's, that's not, you know, that's not Steve or Bob or Ashley. It's just another person. I'm
exactly.
not going to hold the door open or to hold the elevator open. Or if I work with them, I'm not going to say, you know, hey, how are you doing today? It's just you're another aunt crawling
Yep, and fuck off. Yep.
around. So, Marcus, you're the only one here with kids. How was Christmas at the King household?
Dude, shut up. I was so excited for my kids, dude. I really was. I mean, my son, or my daughter, should I say, is like so precious. She's super sweet, super chill, just wants to read books and relax. And then my son is a beast, yo. Like, he wants to destroy everything. Everything.
She's
And
older.
she is older. She
Okay.
is turning 6 in 2 weeks, and he is turning 3 in about 2 months. So, yeah. He's a beast, yo. So, it's really fun though to see like how excited they get for everything. Like, I mean, my son like practically came to tears when he saw like we had got him a Batman sweater, and like on the back of the hood of the sweater, there's a cape, and he like hugged it so tight, like, oh my gosh, this is like all of my dreams encapsulated in this one moment. And I thought it was so precious, like in the corniest of ways. I was like, damn, I'm that dude now who gets excited for Christmas for my kids, which is awesome because I mean, Christmas is pretty much a kid's holiday. Like, I mean, any adult who's really writing for Christmas outside of like whatever your religious background is, like you have a problem.
Yeah, we stopped doing it pretty much right after high school. Maybe when I was in high school, because like we would never told that Santa was real. Like my sister and I, we never fell down that hole. My mom was like,
That's
"No, we're getting it. Santa's stupid."
yeah. Oh
Saint.
no, for sure.
So
I'm all about that. Like even our relatives will ask, like, so what did Santa get you? And my daughter, like, Santa's not real. No, we mom and dad worked too hard for that shit to give old Krusty that credit for that. Not happening.
Oh, crusty.
It's not going down like that. So, but yeah, dude, we had a good time. I had a really good time. So, I mean, what did you guys do? What does a soon to be married person and a single dude, what do you guys do on Christmas?
Go, Aaron.
Bear with family that you hate or can at least
Damn.
tolerate in only a little bit. I wish I was kidding. It's like, God, sometimes I just hate your family. Oh my god. And it's not for like menial reasons or anything. It's for like, god, you're just the bane of existence right now.
That's all you got to that bit.
So it was no, you have any fun yesterday? Or?
Yeah, I had fun. It was just once I got away from her family.
So what is it about the family? Like, what is it? Are they just like too curt? Are they
quiet? Like I said, for legitimate reasons, like, her nephew is like a nephew to me. He's autistic and apparently,
well, hold on a second. Can we say all this? Do they listen to the
No, if they did, I don't give a shit.
Okay.
I honestly do not give a shit. And they usually don't like me because the way I put it, they probably don't like me because I educate my fiance. So then she actually knows what's like what's real and what, you know, you should actually be like a real person in real life. Not be some, you know, overly pampered and almost a shut-in at times. But yeah, if they ever said, and it's like, you know, yeah, I'll tell you all about them. And I heard what you said on the podcast. Like, yeah, and tell me I'm wrong. Please tell me I'm wrong.
Please.
You can't just avoid them.
I wish I could, but you know, I don't know if it is. I'm not saying it is, but to me, it seems like it is like a lady thing where they want to be with their families, and I get that. Mm. I really do. But at the same time, it's like, oh my god, it's like, you know how rancid they are. And it's like, I hate ragging on them, but at the same time, it's like, I can't help it. It's like, it's almost low-hanging fruit. It's like, it's right there. It's so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said,
so where were you going with the autistic nephew? Where was that headed?
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that.
So... One, I want to say it's a Thanksgiving or a Christmas, something like that. Her sister, the mom of the autistic nephew, he was just being his normal self. And I guess a few of them, I won't name exactly who, but they were maybe not picking on him, but were definitely kind of like segregating him in a way. They were kind of like...
His family yes, or just some random family. People walking by? Okay.
Family. So that's kind of a reason why she didn't leave like the state, but she left the city. She got out as soon as she could.
So the family was treating him different.
Yes,
because he
is different. It's like, wow. It's just like as soon as I heard that, it's like now I can't look at any single one of them. I'm like, oh my god, I hate you all.
In a negative way, not in
a
like,
horribly
pampering.
Negative way.
Okay.
Horribly negative, cannot be taken as a joke. If you joke about that way, you're a sick, stupid, sadistic motherfucker. Like, I'm not even going to pull punches like that. When I heard all this, I was like, really? I was like, you got to be kidding. I was like, nope. I'm like, that's fucked up.
Okay. I thought you meant like maybe in like a
No. Like, I'm all for, you know, good-natured ribbing and all that kind of stuff. But it's sure. Like when you joke about it that way, it's like, come on, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds depressing. My Christmas was pretty much non-existent. It was just like basically Christmas here is the same as Thanksgiving. Like, cause we don't do the pagan fertility tree like most other people. We don't do gifts.
Yeah, I'm not about that tree life either. I don't do the tree either.
So it's really just at this point, it's just like my mom does a big dinner, like a big Thanksgiving sized dinner, and we eat together. And we talk. Like, that's pretty much it. There's no more gifts. Because, like I said, we stopped doing that around high school, post-high school maybe. And, like, once you're in your 20s, ideally you can buy yourself what you want when you want. If you want a video game, you're not 15 anymore. You just buy a video game. Or if you want a new console, just buy yourself a new console. You don't need to wait for a birthday or a Christmas anymore when you're 20-something, 30-something. But I did get my little cousins gifts just because that side of the family isn't exactly Bill Gates money wise. So since they're so little, I was like, okay, I want to make sure, you know, they have, you know, some good gifts and everything like that. So what did I get? It was nothing crazy. My mom got my little cousin. He's like 3, some outfits and a coat and stuff. I got them. The older ones, like, it's almost like this roller coaster thing. Like you put the track together yourself, almost like in this Lego type way. It's more.
Oh.
It's not Legos because it's round.
Yeah, but they're like a bunch of pegs and stuff you kind of connect together.
Yeah, basically you build your own roller coaster, then you put batteries into the actual cart, and then you put the cart on top, and then you actually have a roller coaster. It's almost the same as a train set, but it's a roller coaster. But you're building the track. So I got that and a couple other things from where did I go? Toys R Us or Walmart? They were on sale. So that was pretty much my Christmas. I have been paying attention to the winter Steam sale, which has been kind of underwhelming. The only thing I saw that was kind of like, ooh, this looks really good, was South Park. The South Park game for, what was it, like $14, $13? And Gauntlet was half off, I think, which was $10. Those are really the only two things I'll probably get. I haven't got anything yet, but I'll probably get those two. And you don't play on PC, Marquise, but Aaron, have you seen anything?
Yeah, like I said earlier, you know, I'm looking. Usually what I do is I pick the games out that I want in advance, and then I'll just wait. And I'll be, like, really strategic about, like, the one game I was hoping Steam was going to drop down price. It didn't really. I mean, I got a Humble Bundle store, and I was really shocked about that. It was Legend of Grimrock 2. And I was just waiting. I remember I looked at Humble Bundle store, and there's only like X amount of hours left. I'm like, all right, well, in like a little bit less than that, there's going to be another shift on like the community choice and flash sales for Steam Winter Sale. I was like, I'll wait and see if Steam Winter Sale puts that up on there. Nope. I was like, all right, I'm going Humble Bundle. But I did get a couple of games, like what is it? Halo Spartan Assault, you know, like a little top-down shooter kind of game. Not too bad, you know, just some little game to kind of like have fun with.
Was it only like $3-4 at one point?
Yeah, it's only like really like $5, but then it's only like $1.50 right now. So I was like, well, I'm gonna get it. I mean, it's dirt cheap. Why wouldn't I?
Brothers is $1.50. Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons is $1.50 right now.
That's not too bad.
That was a good game, from what I heard. I never played it. Yeah.
Shadow of Mordor is $30, which is crazy since it's half off and it came out what, 2-3 months ago.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. Shadow. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not too big on that game. That was a good game, but to me, I don't know if I would like want to spend more money on it.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying if someone hasn't played it, maybe.
Yeah.
And if they don't rent games, maybe they only play on PC. You know, $30 for that game is pretty good.
Yeah. But yeah, the two games I'm waiting for are a Bird Story and Depth. Those are the two I'm waiting for to see if they go down in price. They're already like a quarter off right now, but I want to see if they go lower, especially Depth.
I might get Dust. It's $375 right now, and I heard good things about it.
Oh yeah.
So I'll probably try it out. It's funny, the Postal 2 is 99 cents. Like,
yeah, that just happened. I think that's where I got how I got Halo, because that was actually going to be on there. It's like, ooh, for like 90% off. And I voted for that. And it's like, Postal 2 is like, oh, yeah, I forgot. You know, I don't see who has not like either played the game or who doesn't already own it. Like, sometimes it's weird to see that. It's like, this game's been out for a while. Why have you not gotten it yet? It's like, get the games that, like, nobody gets.
And it's funny that, like, of course the Valve stuff gets cheap every time. Like, every time there's a sale, like, Portal 2 and all their stuff goes down to under, like, $8. Like, who doesn't have Portal 2 by now? I think I own Portal 2 at least two times. I have the Orange Box, and I have it on PC. Like, who doesn't own at least one Valve game multiple times by now?
Very true.
Yeah. I mean, they make money hand over fist, so like they can give away their shit as much as they
want. Yeah.
Like, they're not losing any sleep over that.
Neither are they losing any money.
Yeah. Actually, you said you were looking for Legend of Grimrock.
No, I already got that. Legend of Grimrock 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was about to say, I see it for $7.50, but you're talking about the sequel.
Yeah.
Gosh. When you guys want to be like, get some Christmas spirit maybe and like, just give me a PC? Just for the sake of giving me one? Yeah.
No.
Just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying. No.
Do it for your fellow man.
Come on.
You should have asked Santa for one.
There you go. You could stand on a fat man with a beard knee. Don't look at me.
Well, see, this Santa is like all black with a black beard. So, like, I can't ask myself to get me, you know, a PC. So, like.
Then you up that creek?
Did you like The Forest? I remember you talked about it before it came out.
Yeah. They actually looks like they just put in multiplayer with it, so it's kind of making me want to get back into it a little bit. But yeah, that was actually a pretty cool little game. Very visceral. Like, you know, when one of those people dies, you chop up their body. I mean, you literally chop up the body. It's like, all of a sudden, hey, there's a leg, there's a head, there's two arms. It's like, all right, this is just a little twisted here. It's a little bit macabre.
Actually, when I saw Lego Batman 3 for pretty cheap, it did cross my mind for a second. Like, wait a second, should I buy this game? Because I remember I saw screenshots of, like, basically everybody in the Justice League is in it at this point. Yeah, so I was like, huh, that's interesting. I haven't played
and a bunch of villains too.
I haven't played as a DC superhero in a video game other than like Mortal Kombat stuff.
Yeah, it's
just, which is weird. You would think Marvel and DC will realize video games are a $1 billion industry. Like,
they're a thing, right?
I'm shocked that at this point at how scheduled the Marvel and DC schedules are. I'm surprised that they don't have like, okay, Thor 3 is coming out this day. Thor 3 video games coming out the same week. You know, and just have it laid out like that because they would make, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars at the very least.
I don't know about that, especially if they're tied with the movies.
If they actually put some effort behind it.
Oh,
if they're not just
mean
pure
like
shit,
actual title.
Like $60 games.
Yeah.
Like,
I could see that kind of happening.
Yeah. I mean, I'm shocked they haven't tried to do that. Are all of the main ones don't have TV shows by now? I know there's the Avengers cartoon and Guardians of the Galaxy is getting a cartoon next year, but is you would think all of them would have their own solo cartoon.
Wait, Guardians is getting a cartoon?
Yeah, like sometime next year. I think like summer.
I am creeping towards like just overload on superhero shit. Like it's cool to see that it's finally like fully realized and like all that shit is like being like you know, represented in the way like we used to think as kids, like, oh, that's really cool. That's how we wish it would look. But like, damn, like it's too much. It's becoming like oversaturated.
If it was live action, but a cartoon is pretty normal.
Yeah.
But there's what new thing? Like, so you said you got your nephew a gift, right? Like, like all the toys that your nephew plays with right now is probably shit that you used to play with when you were a kid. Like,
well, my cousin, but yeah.
Your cousin, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, I actually, looking at the kids' stuff, I will say I was kind of amazed at, like, the robotics angle of things. Like, the flying, did they have, I don't remember, like, flying helicopters and stuff like that as a kid. Or maybe it was, like, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But you can get, like, a pretty good, like, little drone for, you know, less than $200.
Right.
Like, I don't remember stuff like that when I was a kid. Or, like, a big T-Rex with all these joints that's, like, 3 feet tall with a remote control. Like, as far as robotics, I think that's impressive. If I was a kid, I would probably be in a flying, and this is the boat stuff, but boat stuff usually seems more like an old man thing, but I would definitely be into like the flying stuff if I was a kid nowadays.
Yeah,
action figures at this point seem super boring. Like, growing up, having a Batman, Spider-Man, whatever action figure was great, but I don't think I think I'd be more interested in video games from the very start. And like I said, the robotics and build your own things type angle than action figures.
I guess it also depends on the kid. I mean, some kids, they love to build and some kids just love to actually, you know, like play out their own little sets, their own little Lego worlds, you know, stuff like things you'd kind of see in Disney Infinity, but it's like, hey, you know, they don't have like Captain Marvel, they don't have her in Disney Infinity as a playable character. Maybe someone wants to actually, you know, play that out, so to speak. So they'll have a Captain Marvel figure and do that in their own little time, you know, make it up their own way.
I mean, isn't that why Minecraft got big? Isn't Minecraft kind of a toy? Where isn't it kind of like digital Legos to kids and younger people?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, that's like why Infinity got so big. Because like stuff like that.
Well, Skylanders, Infinity is just a ripoff.
Yeah, sort of. Because I mean, Infinity you can actually kind of build in.
What do you mean build?
You can actually build worlds. There's an actual thing in there called a toy box, and in the toy box you can like build buildings and like little play sets and stuff. Like
okay, it has like a little big planet angle to it.
So that's that.
Did Skylanders never have that?
I think it's just pure action. I have never played Skylanders. My nephew does. But I have no idea what's like everything about it.
Mm-hmm. It's still kind of a direct ripoff of it. That's why I was kind of is weird rooting for something controlled by Activision, but since they were the one who started the fad, I was rooting for Skylanders compared to what Nintendo's doing and what the other company's doing. Since they were, this is what Disney's doing. Since Skylanders, you know, is the one that started it.
But that always happens. Like someone starts something and then like it's the next iteration of that thing that really becomes the thing. Like
yeah.
Amiibos are like ridiculously popular right now.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. I remember growing up the whole Pokemon card thing. Like that always seemed really lame to me. I never got into Pokemon cards. And people actually had folders and
Yeah, it's pretty whack, yo.
I'm a little bit younger. Did people in your class that you grew up with do that too, or is that just
Pokemon wasn't a thing for like my age group? It was more or less magic cards. Like magic was like the thing, and then I think that kind of got replaced with Pokemon.
Yeah, it kind of became the whole thing. You were in one of three camps: rather magic, Pokemon, or Yu-Gi-Oh.
What about normal? Do I have to be in any of those three?
What's normal?
Not liking cards. That's what's normal.
Well, you don't
that's
like
the
poker?
Geekiest... No. This. Well, we're talking about in this toy type way. It liking cards and that type of way just seems so... This is beyond nerdy to me. You might as well just play Dungeons & Dragons at that point.
Well, yeah, what's wrong with that, though?
It just seems horribly lame to me. Other people can do it. I think I'd rather step on a nail.
Over and over?
Just once.
I kind of get what you're saying. Like, just so to clarify to everyone else out there, he's not knocking those who play D&D. He's just not a fan of D&D.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's like saying someone does cosplay. Like, or does griefing. Or wait, is it griefing? What's the griefing part? No.
Especially what's D&D cosplaying griefing have in common? Griefing is like when you play a game and you purposely mess up other people in the game, like in Minecraft.
What's the one when you do like lightning bolt? That's not cosplay. That's called something else.
LARPing.
LARPing. Like LARPing cosplay. That just being a furry, like all that shit. Just seems really weird and lame to me. If other people want to do it, that's fine. But
really, really boring. Yeah. speaking of Well, wait, what was that? The term for
LARPing?
Fucking up someone's shit. No, not LARPing.
Oh, griefing.
So, oh my gosh, I'm buying a gift for my kids in Toys R Us. And there's a Minecraft section, yo, in Toys R Us, right? Because, you know, they have their games or whatnot. But in the learning section, there's a book.
How to grief?
About griefing. Like, about, like, how the whatever stopped the griefers. And I was like, are you fucking with me right now? Like, are we serious? Like, this is just too much. This is too much. Yeah. All the capitalism just announced itself right there. I was like, wow.
I hadn't been towards us in a long time. So it was weird going back in there. But actually, there are a lot of cute women there. But unfortunately, they all had kids. Like, why do you have kids? Well, I know why you have kids. You're in towards us, but like, okay. If you want a MILF, they might be married, you know. But if you want a MILF, maybe hang out in towards us.
Oh, that is hilarious.
This is my advice of the episode.
That's right, your pickup advice? How to get some. Go to Toys R Us.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you get the Xbox One for Christmas, or did you just get it in general? I forgot when you got it, Marquise.
So I just kind of got it in general. Like, my wife came home and was like, "Here you go."
Well, she had it.
Yep.
Oh, that's
and
sweet.
I was like, "Thanks, babe. Appreciate you."
It's a 360 by accident.
Right.
No, that's what she should have done. She should have put in a 360 inside an Xbox One box. So as soon as you open it, it's like, "Hey, all right." I was like, "What the fuck's this?"
Yep.
Why is it white? Say,
we don't got money for that shit. Go with this.
That's that limited edition. It's the 20th anniversary version.
Exactly. Plays all the old shit. None of the new shit.
There you go.
She brings it home, and I'm like, oh, dope, cool. So, you know, another system to add.
First one in the episode.
Another system to add to the collection. So I plug it up, turn it on, and just sit through an hour of updates. So I'm just like, fuck, okay, cool. We'll do this. So, you know, I start playing the Vita, chilling. Xbox comes on. And I remember the bundle she bought. It was the Assassin's Creed one. So I was like, I'm not going to play any of these fucking games. None of them. So I was just like, fuck. So I just went to bed. I didn't even play it.
Did it come with Assassin's Creed Unity or multiple Assassin's Creed? Or Black Flag? Or
both. It came with both.
Okay. Well, Black Flag is good.
I mean, I've played it already, though.
Right? Oh, okay.
So it's like, I don't want to play this again. So I just went to bed. And like for like 3 or 4 days, like it just sat there.
I would have exchanged it and got the Sunset Overdrive bundle. Bundle.
Yeah, I beggar can't be a chooser, right? Like, it's just like, hey, she surprised me with it. She brought it home. It's here.
I mean, tell her. You'd be like, hey, where's that receipt that came with this? No, ask any questions. Where's the receipt that came with
this? So sly.
Well, Target had a bomb deal, dude. So get this. It was $349 for the system. And you also got, you had to buy that particular bundle, and you got a $70 Target gift card.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Now, call me terrible person.
You're a terrible person.
Or not. Okay, that's fine. Target online, they only charged us for the amount of the system minus $70, on top of giving us a $70 gift card, too.
Hmm.
So basically, I got the system for $190 off. So I can't really complain. Okay. You know, just like, yeah. All right, well, you know, whatever. Whatever that, you know, error, or maybe it's not error. Maybe it's their Christmas, you know, their Yuletide.
That's how you justify it. That's how you sleep at night.
That's how you justify it, right? But, you know, so it's like, well, I can't really take it back now because, like, then all of this is null and void. So whatever, deal with it. So
did you end up getting any games?
I did. I went and got Sunset Overdrive.
Okay.
There you go.
And Sunset is awesome. It's really good. I really like that game. I don't really care about the humor too much. Like, not that it's bad or anything like that. Like, I think it's good. I think it's really good. I'm so enthralled with playing the game. Like, I just want to skip everything and just get back to it.
Yeah,
to grinding and parkour.
I love that game. The gameplay is really weird because it's like you're skating in Jet Set and you're shooting in Ratchet, and you just, it's like just multiple things put together, and it's just like pot pie of gameplay all put together, and it works well with like the weapons and the movement and the animation. Right. It all comes together like really well.
Yeah, like the building scaling of like Assassin's Creed, just, you know, much more simpler, and there's no lines. I don't feel like there are any lines besides like the actual rails that you grind on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like you can see like these invisible lines going everywhere. I feel like it's very fluid, so fluid. And like my only beef with the game so far is that like there's one ability that they probably should have gave you maybe like 5 missions before you get it. Maybe even 10 missions before you get it.
Which one?
That air dash. If you have that from jump, the game just feels so much different. But before that, because like before that, you're playing and you're like, okay, I just accept the controls how they are and you get used to it. And then once you get the air dash, you're like, well, shit, I don't need to remember all of the stuff I just taught myself on how to get around, really, because like it's all out the window now.
Mm-hmm. I think it made everything more efficient, but I didn't have trouble adjusting to it. Do you have any water moves yet? Like, can you skate? I forget if you can slate, kind of
you can, like,
hop
slide
on water.
For a little while
yeah.
On water. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's from the get go. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty dope. It is a fine game, a very good game. Like, I would argue to say, like, and again, did I play a little bit of Mordor? I think I did. I can't remember. I didn't play any Call of Duty, but, like, I mean, top to bottom, visually, gameplay, like, all of it combined, a decent, goofy story. I mean, I think it's a pretty solid game. If someone were to pick it as, like, you know, GTOY, like, I wouldn't argue with them too much. Like, it's really good.
I think the only complaint I had was just the half-assed co-op. Other than that, the single player itself is fine. But, like, if it had co-op, that, like, actual open world co-op, that would have been easily my favorite game of this year.
That's how it got perceived, right? Like, before it came out, like, hey, it's going to be totally open. People are just going to be jumping in and out. There's enemies everywhere. And it's more like, you know, these weird missions that, you know, I don't really have interest in doing those with other people who aren't my friends. So
yeah. And even if it was friends, like, it's not fun. I did it with a couple friends and it wasn't all that great.
It's not open, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You play an open world game because it's open. You don't want to just run down the street, do this one side thing, and then start the next one. Like, that's not why people play open world games.
Right. I mean, I'm sure that would have been a nightmare, but I mean, if Grand Theft Auto could pull it off, I'm sure, you know, the world is a lot smaller than Grand Theft Auto. Like, it could have been done somehow. So yeah, I played a lot of Sunset, still playing a lot of Sunset. And then I was just fucking around with the box, like trying to get around it, because like the PS4 is so much more easy to get around. And it's not even that good. But like compared to the Xbox, I was like, what is this shit? What is this? It is so wonky. And like,
are you talking about the UI of the
Yes, the
of
UI,
the
I'm sorry. Yes, yes, okay. The actual the user interface is
I thought it was weird at first, but after like a couple of days. It was good. I mean, basically everything you want to do, you go to the right and you hit search, you know, search store, search game into Bing, and that's it. Like, it's so simple, it seems dumb.
Well, maybe that's what I need to do, because like it feels like that if that's the case and that search field is playing like a huge part as a replacement for Kinect, because I feel like all this shit was built obviously for Kinect, right?
Yeah.
And like actually seeing it for myself and having it, you know, to mess with for a few days now, like I see like their plan, and they should have fucking stuck with it in retrospect.
Yeah.
Like that thing was built for you to just talk to it and it goes to what you want.
Mm. Like, but now really, that you have all that could be done with the headset. If they wanted to, because I would bring it up, but Rainbow Six, I forgot which one, but on the original Xbox, you can, and I think on Vegas, you can be like open door. You could be like, you can say different commands and it would do it. And if you can do that in Rainbow Six 10 years ago, I don't see why a headset in 2014 couldn't do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that, like you said, it's about staying in the black, right? So they got to validate why we put all this R&R into this fucking camera.
But now they gave up. Well, right.
Now they given up on it. But they still have the product out there, right? So it's like they still got
to
sell it.
Kinect is over. They might want to sell everyone that they've made, but they probably, if they were making, let's say, 100,000 Kinects a month, they're probably only making like 10,000 a month now, if that. Like they probably just want to sell the ones they've made and they want to forget about it. But I do agree, they should just eat the cost and had to Kinect in there for people who wanted it. But I did have my Kinect plugged into my Xbox One just when my sister was over here and she went to dance with the Zumba demo. But other than that, I never had my Kinect actually hooked up to my Xbox One.
See, I think I might buy one now just because I hate navigating it right now. Like, I hate trying to go through my friends list. I hate what they did with the friends, having a friend versus a favorite. Like, that shit is so dumb.
I think that's smart. Because the thing is, if you have over, like, 100 or nearly 100 or over 100 friends, but it's, like, five, you know, you have five, like, besties that you always play with. It is better to have those five guys at the top than
scoring. It is absolutely not. This is the problem with people not understanding that real life exists. In real life, no one has 100 fucking friends. I mean, I know you guys from this podcast, but I don't know your intricacies of your life. So, you know, you guys are close associates, you know what I mean? Like, we are becoming friends. Like, we actually have to see each other at some point in real life. Like, your friends are your friends. Like, you shouldn't have 100 damn friends because you're not going to play with all of them. You're only going to play with maybe 10 or 12 of them at the most.
Well, at the most. I would almost agree with you, but I can kind of see where Vince is coming from, where the whole thing is it's almost like a social media thing where basically you pick up people.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I don't think it's ridiculous because I don't know how many people from streaming and whatnot I've picked up on Steam. It's like, I'm going to sound like an asshole if I'm like, no, I'm not going to friend you. Fuck you. I don't know you in real life. That's what's going to sound like. If I simply friend you, it just means, hey, you know what? You like the stream? Cool. You can watch. We can play together and stream. I'll stream the game and we'll do a duel, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I get that. I can
give some examples. Like back, especially before Xbox Live Party came on and I had my headset plugged in like all the time. I would, let's say we're playing, Halo 3. Like, okay, this guy is an actual teammate. He saw me getting jumped. He helped me. He doesn't sound like an annoying racist 5-year-old. I'm going to add him. And whenever I play
racist 5-year-olds, they start young.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
whenever I play Halo 3, I'm going to play with this guy. Or to give a more recent example, in Smite, okay, like I was like, okay, this guy is a good tank. Like, it's hard. Aaron knows it's hard to find good tanks. Oh, so people hate being tanks because it's not the most exciting role to play. Or this person's a good medic. And they'd like to do arena. So I'm going to add them to my friends list. And that way I'll have a medic to play with. I'll have a tank to play with. Like, that's kind of what Xbox Live and just friends list and games are supposed to be. Like, I ran into this random person. They were good at the game. I want to play with them.
Right. But my point is that, like, you get to a place where there's like a natural, like, settling, right? Like, you get to a place where, like, I play this game with these particular people because I trust their skills, right? You don't play, you know, like you said, whatever game it is, you don't just add every single person that you come in contact with. And I feel like a lot of people do that. Like, some people have, I have 300 friends on my friends list.
Oh, no.
Are you going to play a game with them at any given moment? No. But if you're like main core, when you're playing that game is online, you're going to automatically jump in there with them. So at least for me, like, it doesn't work. Like, I don't have to know them obviously in real life, but like establishing like some type of like knowledge of one another online and like knowing like that's my dude or that's my girl that I play with online, then like, I don't need 50 friends like online, like 20, 25. That's good. I don't need
100. But I game hop a lot. So I might be like, okay, I'm playing GTA with these five guys. I'm playing this game with these five guys. And then I have the guys I've had on my friends list for years. And we just party chat and play whatever game that we feel like playing at that given time. So the people who've been on my friends list for, let's say, 7 years, and
they're gonna stay.
Yeah, they're gonna be a favorite. Sure. And the people I just like ran into like 3 months ago because they were good at the game and don't seem like assholes, they're just gonna be a friend. So I think it's optional. Like, you can just have no favorites if you don't want any.
Okay, so like, have you ever done like a purge of your friends list? Like, have you ever gone through and been like, okay, I remember playing with this person, but I can't tell you what game it was, so they gotta go. Like, have you ever done that at all?
Yeah.
Or do you remember every person that you play with?
On 360 more so, because there was the 100 limit. And sometimes I'd be at like 99, 100. I was like, okay, I got to get rid of some people so I can add some more. But ever since Xbox One, I haven't needed to do that since it's not such a limited space.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, like, the friends list is, it's whatever. Like, I don't like that you can't see your friends' friends. Like, I don't particularly like that. But, you know, it's a minor thing.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that annoys me about the UI is the loading.
Loading is awful. If you get
achievement, you hold down the Xbox button. It can take like 8 seconds, 15 seconds sometimes for it to, you know, for the little widget to the right to pop up and say, okay, this is why you got the achievement. This is the
right.
This is how you got it.
The symmetry, like, or the seamlessness is just not, it's not there right now. It is just not there. PS4, everything snaps quick. Like, the main difference, like, that I'll give Xbox the edge on right now with the interface is, like, the suspend mode. Like, so when you power off and then power back on.
I love that.
Oh, my gosh, that is incredible. But, like, mine has been a little weird, too, because, like, when I jump back into Sunset after, you know, turning the box off for a little while, like, it says, like, oh, you need to connect your controller. And I'm like, well, it is connected. That's how I fucking turn this thing on. Like, so I have to, like, do this weird rigmarole where I take out the battery, put it back in, and then
I didn't do that. Weird. But, yeah, I did run into – that's Sunset specific from I've seen. I haven't seen that in any other game. But, yeah, it's great. Like, in Far Cry 4, if you have, like, a tiger – running at you, you hit start. Oh, I gotta go do this, and then I think I'm gonna be away for 5 minutes, but I'm really away for 5 hours. So my Xbox turns off, is off, and then when I turn it back on, and on pause, the tiger's still running at me. So he's like, it leaves right where you left off, like 90% of the time.
Yeah, it is so smart. Like, it's such a good feature that, like, before on the 360, I would leave my box on for hours, right? And it's just cooking power. And, like, it probably, you know, helps in, you know, shortening its life. But, like, with this, I was looking around the settings, like, how do I leave my Xbox on for longer than whatever the allotted time is in an idle mode, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, I was just like, well, why do I need to do that at all? Just turn it off. And, like, when you turn it back on, it'll be in the same spot. So I was like, very smart, very smart. And then, of course, you know, surfing Twitch on there is a thing of beauty. Like, really good.
I've never tried to do it, so.
You never just watch some videos?
On my computer, not on Xbox.
It's really clean. Like, when you can find the fucking Twitch app buried in there, you can download it.
I don't know how you're using that UI, because it's not complicated or weird. Well, see,
I'm not using the search bar at all. So, from here on, I'll do that, but... I've just been trying to figure out, how do you navigate? How do you just go through? And, like, it's a task. It's a task. The PS4 is so much more simple.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not great either.
URL bar and Firefox or in Chrome. Like, that's your URL. Like, you want to go to google.com, put just it google.com right there. If you want to find Twitch, just type Twitch into Bing on the Xbox.
Yeah. So, I mean, outside of the loading and... like, it looks okay. I don't mind the look, but I see where, like, you know, the Windows 10 is gonna have to get ditched at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
For something that actually fits a video game system.
Now that Kinect is gone, the next redesign will probably be more controller specific and more controller focused.
Yeah, in which with Microsoft, that'll probably happen a year before PS4 even. Gets the chance to get out the gate with their own changes to the UI. So,
yeah, I think they have like a big split spring update and a big winter update, like pretty much every year.
Yep.
Are you thinking about which your next game is going to be? Or
I am, and you know what's weird about it? Like, I've actually been asking my compadres that I play with online, like, what's the next game you guys are going to get? Because everyone is trying to talk me into getting Destiny right now. And I'm just like,
don't
give in to peer pressure.
I'm trying not to, Aaron, but, like, I've watched some of the Twitch streams of Destiny, like, just watching people play and watching my boys play while they broadcast. Like, oh my gosh, this shit looks so clean. Like, just graphically. Like,
it's great looking.
Yeah.
And it's fun to see.
All that is just on top of the skin. Remember, beauty is skin deep. You look beneath that, then you're like, oh, good God.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell my friends are starting to get a little bored of it because they have, like, 3 to 4, like, maxed out characters already. So I'm just like, fuck. Like,
you have insane friends, apparently. But yeah,
that's the only game they play. That's it. They just play Destiny. That's it. Now, they come from, like, the Halo school of thought. So, like, they're really into that gameplay. And so am I. Like, I love Halo. I really like it. But I'm just like, I'm too old to be grinding for hours upon hours. Like, I don't got that kind of time.
Yeah. Destiny isn't for you. I mean, it's a good game. It's a heavily flawed game, but it is a good shooter. But it's not well suited for adults. Like, adults with responsibilities.
That makes a lot of sense.
It takes dozens and dozens of hours to not even to get to 20. Getting from 10 to 20 is easier than getting from, like, 26 to 27.
Damn.
Or, like, 27 to 28. Like, that takes longer than jumping 5 or 8 or 10 levels when you're under 20.
Yeah, that feels like a natural trope of a grinder. Oh, right? Yeah. So, But I mean, I have more interest, Aaron, in like playing Diablo than I do Destiny. So like, I probably won't be getting Destiny. So I don't know what next game I'm gonna get, dude. I just don't know. Nobody is interested in playing any Call of Duty, which is like between that and Destiny are like the only multiplayer games that seem to be, you know, popping right now. So I don't know. I might just go Dragon Age and just call it a day.
Yeah, are you can go back to Battlefield. You probably can find it cheap too.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm tired of shooting people, I guess.
But you won't play Destiny and Call of Duty.
Well, I mean, like, those are the only multiplayer games, right, that, like, my friends, quote-unquote, will actually play. Like, if I told them, like, hey, let's get on Dragon Age, they'd be like, I don't know, I'm not really into that, so.
But the multiplayer isn't good in Dragon Age, though.
So. Not really.
I mean, how much have you gotten into it, though?
I played it for a few hours.
It looks like it gets very bland and repetitive really damn quick.
The gameplay is a similar system to Mass Effect Online, which I loved, obviously. But that worked because it was a shooter with powers. This doesn't work because you're in the game, you're always in a four-person squad. It's a squad-based game. It's basically the equivalent of a squad shooter, but in RPG terms. But in the multiplayer, you're just your singular person, and there's no tactical camera. There's none of this. It just doesn't translate to real time fast combat at all. I love the combat in single player, but it doesn't translate to multiplayer at all.
Well, get this though, Vince, and Aaron, you'll love this too. So one of my best friends online, he was like, hey, Marquise, have you seen this game where like you can fly around? It's gonna come out on PS4. It's like you could fly around and go from like planet to planet. And I was like, No Man's Sky? He's like, yes, I want to play that. And I was like, my dude, I love you. That's why I love you, man. Yep.
I'll play it.
I'm still like I said before, I'm only hard on it because it's just it's such a gamble. I mean, I keep watching videos on it because this is like, to me, this could be my dream game. This could be like my game of 2015, 2016, whenever the hell it comes out. In the meantime though, it's like, all right, can we please get down to brass tacks and start talking about it? It's like I keep seeing, you know, the guy talking about it's like, stop talking about it like it's a dream, you know, a book you're writing. Start talking about it like it more like a movie, you know, start talking about the mechanics and, you know, like specific examples of what you had to go through while developing this game. You know, mm-hmm. I don't want to hear that your team is almost doubled in size. You know, I understand it's had a really weird and kind of a long, shitty time with it, because I remember when they were a really small team working on it early on, they had like severe flooding in their offices, so like that really set them back. But to me, Sony's got to wake up, because Sony seems like they're putting a lot of eggs in this damn No Man's Sky basket, and they need to go, this game's no longer indie. We need to stop pussying around, and we need to realize there's other games out there right now. Almost, it seems like, what was that one game?
Elite Dangerous.
Yeah, Elite Dangerous. That could be possibly direct competition and already kind of paving a way for it. We cannot treat this game like, oh, we're pro indie. No, it's like you have a game that should not be classified as indie. It should be classified as maybe a genre starter. I mean, look at like Smite. Look at I don't want to say Destiny, but because that's, you know, that's not really a genre in itself. But these. Everyone's trying to make the new Halo. Everyone's trying to make the new Madden.
Call of Duty, really.
Something that defines a genre or makes up its own genre. Like, to me, that's why I love Smite. It makes MOBA. If you multiplayer online battle arena, not clicking around, you know, not, you know, wondering when the jungler's going to come gank. No, like arena mode, an actual battle between two teams. That is Smite in a heartbeat. But that doesn't mean it's only going to be MOBA. Like there's other people that's going to get it right. But Smite did it first. And that's what No Man's Sky or Sony needs to wake up in No Man's Sky. No Man's Sky can do it. The first open universe, not open world, the first game to actually encompass the term open universe. And if they do it right, then they know they're going to do it right, as in a lot of other people are going to figure out how that engine works, this procedurally generated universe, and everyone else is going to start adding that in.
I mean, like, Star Citizen looks dope, but, like, it looks like Mass Effect.
It looks like a video game, which makes me think it's going to be a video game. While Star Citizen, No Man's Sky looks like an idea made by someone who's high on freaking weed or LSD or something. Like it's like Aaron said, No Man's Sky seems like an idea, while Star Citizen seems like a game. Yeah.
Star Citizen it will easily blast No Man's Sky out of the water if they don't realize that is going to happen. They need to wake up and be like, oh my God, look at this game. This is the epitome of a virtual entertainment tool.
See, I think that's where you're wrong. I think there's room for both. Like, it can't just be...
Well, yeah, but here's the problem. You're going to have the Minecraft-like people... And then you're gonna have No Man's Sky, you're gonna have Star Citizen kind of people. So it's gonna be, are you casual or are you hardcore? And that's a problem. No Man's Sky is gonna have the casual side of the market because it's already pretty much gonna be PS4 first. They've not flat out said it, but they've been showing it at everything. It's been Sony.
Sure.
So it's gonna be PS4 first, just like how Titanfall was What's the game that's on Xbox only right now, but later going to release outside? Anyways, it's going to go hopefully PC, if not also Xbox.
It's going to be on all three.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, look at Microsoft. Microsoft, you know, they bought out Mojang. Now they're only catering to Xbox One. That's it.
Yeah, but they're not taking it off the
PlayStation. No, they're not taking it off, but there's no more new content. Like, seems like far...
There's a business strategy behind that. Like, they want to milk that and get people to start getting Xboxes. So, I mean, it'll come out on PS4, just it won't be here for a while.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing where... I think that's why Sony is kind of trying to push No Man's Sky out there that much. Minecraft racks in so much money, it's not even funny. So, Microsoft has that. Done. Sony needs a Minecraft, and they see that, and a lot of people can really, you know, compare the two and see that Minecraft in space in an open universe, that's No Man's Sky. It's most likely going to be simple controls. I don't think it's going to be anything too complex, and it's going to be easy for everyone to get, and that's going to be the big selling point. It's going to be very casual, very simple. But if you want real fun, you want an actual challenge, you want something that's going to make you every dollar you put into this game, it's going to be Star Citizen, without a shadow of a doubt. That one, it's not – they even said you don't hit E to get into your ship. You know, you've got to actually walk over to your ship. You've got to get the ladder out or go through the door, whatever. You've got to go in, turn on each system manually. You can – just looking around with your mouse, that doesn't fly the ship. That's just you looking around the cockpit. And you've also got this Elite Dangerous. That game, I believe, could be like a sort of middle ground between No Man's Sky and Star Citizen, because I don't think it's going to be as graphic or mechanics heavy as, say, Star Citizen, but it could be a little bit more about actually being, you know, what you want to be. They're already kind of advertising as that. Is you can be a pirate. You know, you can be a traitor. You can do this. You can do that. And they've shown...
But you can't get out of the ship in Elite Dangerous, which is a little bit of a downer compared to the other two games.
Yeah. I mean, that's something they can add in later on, maybe. But I think that's going to be the higher selling point if you look at it. No Man's Sky has been, checking everything out. But without the ship, you can't go from planet to planet, which kind of sucks because, you know,
we got portals.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say that. Oh, they've shown us portals. Why would you want to? And again, that's just like, how is it for? That brings up more questions. All I'm getting is just more questions out of this. But because I was watching a video the other day on it, and they're talking about how basically the reason why now you're going to want to go into the center of the universe is it seems like everyone starts on the outskirts. And the more centered you go in as far as universe standing wise and location, you're going to find upgrades and improvements and what have you. So it's just becoming games that have already existed. Like there's a game called SPAZ, which is an acronym for Space Pirates and Zombies. And that's the same rule right there. You start in the outside, you work your way in, and you work your way in because there's higher level armor and weapons and ships and what have you. So all they're doing right now is like, oh, Spaz, yeah, that works. So we're just going to do what Spaz does.
I mean, for me, I think Aaron too, we're both rooting for No Man's Sky. It's just the way they're selling it, the way they're pitching it, it's not the right way to compare it, especially compared to a parallel game like Star Citizen. Like Star Citizen showing this is a ship combat, this is how great the graphics look, this is the first person shooting, this is how you shoot enemies, this is how collision detection works, this is how flying works. They're showing all this while No Man's Sky just shows montages of going in and out of the atmosphere.
They show so much of stuff we don't know what's going on. Like they show us that ice planet and the ship lands on something. It's like, what is that? Are you, you know, refueling? Are you getting ammo back? What are you doing? You're not explaining. It's like there's a reason why a lot of the gameplay trailers and hype trailers, they have audio. They have voiceover. It's to explain what's going on. They have HUDs. So that way it's like, oh, okay, so you need to get fuel. All right, so you can't endlessly fly around the entire universe. But then it's all we're doing is we're getting more and more questions brought up. Well, then what happens if you run out of fuel on some desert planet? Can you, you know, find fuel? Can you make
it? Well, I don't have questions like that. I just want to see different mechanics. Well,
that's what I mean.
I want to see different mechanics besides flying. Instead of saying you can do bounties, show me how that works. Yeah. Or show me how, you know, just different things you're saying actually work. But Marquise, you brought No Man's Sky. Screw you.
I'm sorry. I'll really seem to lead to No Man's
You Sky. Brought so the center of the universe. Thank you. So you right now you're leaning towards Dragon Age or what was the other game?
Far Cry.
Yeah, I like Far Cry. Do you rent games? Do you Redbox or Gamefly? Are you? I know some people are just opposed to renting games for some reason.
No, I like renting games. I usually would Gamefly. But I probably wouldn't end up buying it because, again, like I want more good games. And if Far Cry is as awesome as you say and everyone, you know, others have held it to be, like, I want to buy that.
Okay. I Gameflied it. It was really good. I think the ending, it has multiple endings. I'm obviously not going to say what happens. But I think the very ending, like the last few minutes, are all kind of underwhelming a little bit for me. But I mean that's a great game. And like I said before, it's basically Far Cry 3 in a different setting, and they improved everything's either the same or better. So if that sounds appetizing to you, I loved Dragon Age also. So
that sounds delicious.
And what, Aaron? You got a Wii U, right? We talked about that.
Wait, what?
Yep, got a Wii U and actually Infinity 2.0.
We talked about that last week. I don't, or the week before.
We talked about it. I don't remember which week, but yeah. Are you picturing your next game? Or are you trying to figure out your next game?
What's that? Project X. What was it? Gear? No, shit. What the fuck is it called? Oh my god, it's gonna bug the hell out of me now. I actually have a game picked out, and it's only Wii U, and it's like, I almost want to say Guilty Gear, but I know it's not right. It's like you are an open world action RPG. It's sort of turn-based, but it's more like action turn-based. And that you can either be on foot or you can be in a mech. And either way, it's just like either you're fighting smaller stuff, you know, maybe in caves, whatnot, and that's on foot. But you can fight like giant Daikaiju kind of stuff, and you're in a mech. So, I mean, that really kind of makes me go, I'm interested. Sign me up for that.
Isn't that like an MMO too, or no?
No. It's just going to be a Wii kind of thing. It has online multiplayer, great. If it's online or offline only, you know, whatever. It's not a loss by my standards right there.
Okay. So, all right, Marquise, time for the real conversation. How can we get you on PC?
There you go.
Oh, I know.
Right now is the best time going Newegg.
Tiger Direct.
Okay, well, this is what I need then. I need this to be a collaborative effort. So what I will do is I will bring the money to the party, but you guys will bring the info. So you will then.
How many times we told them this? Exactly, okay, ready? On three.
No, I need this on like paper.
Ready?
I'm going to forget all
one,
this.
One, two, three. Email Justin.
Yeah,
that's exactly what we did. That's exactly what we've been telling you to do. Do it.
And for those who don't know, Justin is our man behind the curtain who puts all this together.
Yes, he's our basically CTO if we were a company. If we were an actual company. I'll text him or email him today for you, and that way you can have a list as soon as possible. But yeah, I'll go over it myself. And are you're comfortable putting it together? I'm telling you,
it's not that hard.
I'll send you a link to the YouTube video I watched. It took less than maybe an hour and a half, at most an hour. It's not hard at all.
Yeah, I'm totally comfortable doing it myself. That's fine.
Okay. We're going to be playing Smite within a month then.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
We take part in these awesome Steam sales. Maybe not.
I know, man.
Maybe not this one, but usually they're pretty good.
Well, I mean, what was so bad about this one? Like, was it not AAA titles, or was it just
It did seem more cited for indie. It did, but I mean, it did. There wasn't anything like really amazing as far as like big name stuff. So
yeah.
I mean, I was like I said, I was waiting for Legend of Grimrock 2, and I was like, nope. I was like, what, Humble Bundle or Humble Bundle Store, whatever they want to call it. That beat Steam with that one game by me. And it wasn't a lot, but still, it was like $15.59 on Humble Store, and it was like, I want to say $17 or something like that on Steam. So it's only like $1.50, but it's like still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For me, it's just stuff I don't see anything I want to play besides just two games I mentioned earlier. I mean, there's some things I played already that seem like a good deal, like the Darkness 2 for $6. It's a good deal. Actually, they had Far Cry 4 on there yesterday for like $45 or $42 or something like that. So, I mean, that's a good deal. Right now, they have the new Call of Duty for $45. That's good. So, I mean, it's just stuff. It's just a question, what do I want to play on PC, and have I played already, and like, what's the deal on it? So, I'm just not seeing it right now. But, I mean, that is why I played The Witcher earlier this year, The Witcher 2. Because it was so cheap on the summer Steam sale, so that's like a good example. Or when I got, I think I got Saints Row 4, the last winter Steam sale for like $8 or something, and that was, you know, a great deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, Aaron, I don't think you ever played it, did you?
What?
You should. Witcher 2? Should see if Saints Row 4.
Oh no, I never got it.
Okay, if that's cheap again. That's a good one to check out.
Yeah, I'm trying to limit like my spending because, you know, after the holidays and whatnot. But because I got a Steam wallet, gift card, debit card, what have you. So I'm gonna like let that go out, and I think that's gonna be like Depth right there, and maybe a Bird Story, if that.
A Bird Story. Resident Evil 6 is $10. There you go. I'll buy Resident Evil 6 again. And
feel be like disappointed
feel
again.
Like an idiot again.
Again, yeah.
Aww.
Well, I think that's pretty much it for video games. Before we wrap things up, I guess we could talk about movies for a little bit. You guys cool with that?
Sounds good to me.
All right. So before we started, I was saying movies this year kind of sucked. Marquise, Aaron, you two... had a different opinion. What were some of your favorites?
You go ahead, Marquise.
God, you say that so disappointingly too. Like, what were some?
There's like favorites? Two good movies this year.
So I'll start from the top. The favorite this year was probably Birdman.
Okay, I do want to see that. I do want to see that.
That was my favorite. It was really well done. What would be next on my list? Let me think. I thought Edge of Tomorrow was awesome. We've talked about that at length. Like, really mm-hmm. good, really good movie. Solid action movie. What else was really good that I saw?
Hercules.
I enjoyed Gone Girl, but I it's not like it's a must-see. Like, if you miss it, you know, you're not really missing much. I thought Oculus was interesting, actually. Like, to Oculus? Go in a different direction. Yeah.
Is that the horror?
I got to watch that, yeah.
Yeah, it was, that it was actually...
Year? Yeah, that was this year, I think. Yeah. I think it's earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Oculus on... What was it, Netflix?
Yeah, I think it's or on Netflix.
It's on there. Yeah,
I need to watch it. I was like, ooh, Netflix, really?
Yep, it's on there.
I want to say I watched a little bit, but I was like, hey, it's not too bad, actually.
It came out... September 2013.
Oh, did it?
Huh.
Maybe
I'm looking on Wiki. Hold on, let me make sure. But no, it says no. Wait, it says April for United States. So maybe it did come out this year.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like there was a lot of like decent movies. Like, so I wasn't disappointed, I think, this year as I thought I was going to be. I mean, the Lego movie came out this year too, right? Like, that was good. Again, like there is this weird convergence right now of like storytelling where I think like, and I blame this all on,
Disney
on, not Disney, but, well, The Matrix and I would say, The Dark Knight, right? Where like, it's either the supervillain is like so fucking smart where he like knows everything that's going to possibly happen that is like almost impossible to plan for. So you have that story, or you have like the one story where everything is like hinged on this one person unlocking whatever their potential is. So
I think that's just movies in general.
Is it
the dawn? I think that's just a story in general. It's just the dawn of time.
I don't know. The Dark Knight took the villain aspect of like, oh, he knew that he wanted to be in this position, you know, five moves ago. Like,
I never got that feeling from the Joker.
Well, I don't think you got the feeling from him, but everyone else, all the other supporting characters, the good guys, were like, oh, he wanted to be in this position. He wanted to do this. So they hyped him up a little bit too much then. Maybe he was just like, no, I just got fucking really lucky, and I'm psycho. So there you go.
Like, I'm just really fucking lucky, and I'm psycho. Deal with it.
Yep. So
I wanted to like X-Men, and
they spent too much time. They wanted to do.
Yeah,
but I agree with that. They succeeded in their goal, which was fixing X-Men 3, and fixing the universe in general.
Right,
but it wasn't. It's almost one of those movies. Where, yeah, that was pretty good. Then when you stop and think about it, like, wait a second, there was no.
What did I like about it?
There was no good action or fight scene, besides Quicksilver. The characters were fine as usual, but Magneto just bugged me. Like, this just left Magneto in jail. Like, Magneto caused nothing but problems.
I mean, that's what he does. He fucks shit up. But nonetheless, I think the movie was good. It just, they spent too much time in the 70s. That's the problem.
Yeah, because the future,
like, the shit that was
cameos, basically.
And the future part was the best part of it, to me at least. Like, that dystopian world where they're on the run, like that's
it being 50-50. I get why that would be hard to pull off story wise and looking at the characters and getting feel for the characters with such small screen time for each one. That does seem like a hard challenge, but it being closer to 50-50 would have been more interesting, because like, once I mean, slight spoilers, but it doesn't really matter. Once everyone started dying, I just figured, okay, this isn't going to be
This isn't the end.
Yeah, this is not right. The permanent reality.
Right.
So yeah, that movie, it had a lot of potential and it wasn't bad, but it felt underwhelming to me.
Yeah. I mean, there were some other good movies too, like Kill the Messenger. I don't know if you saw that movie. That was
no, good. I didn't see it. I do like this. I know the story behind it. I do like the story behind it.
Yeah, very solid, good movie, and it kind of came out like right before Gone Girl and like the big releases, but Jeremy Rainier put on a hell of a performance. Really good.
Okay, I did a good job.
Yeah,
was there
the James Brown movie was good too. Like,
Did it show him beating his wife at all?
Oh, I don't think so.
Nah, it's not real then. that's kind of the only thing I don't like about those biographical movies. They usually don't show the person's dark side. They just make them completely heroic.
I mean, if they did a biopic on me, I guess my dark side would be like showing up late to podcasts. Like, but of course, they wouldn't show any of that.
Being the king of crown just right.
Me telling Aaron polish my crown and telling Vince to put it on my head. Yeah.
But I guess I don't know. I'm trying to think of other ones. I guess Johnny Cash one did show
his Transcendence, right? Didn't that come out this year?
Wasn't that horrible?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I don't see what anyone hated really about it. I liked it.
Yeah, I heard it was really good. I did not see it, but it's on my list to see before you know, the new year comes.
I'm just done with movies to a certain degree. Like I think TV is just such a better medium. It's just like, okay, you may spend 2 hours with these characters and then that's it. Like it better be a really good 2 hours. Cause I think I'd just rather watch a story that takes place, you know, dozens of hours a year.
You want the long form storytelling, yeah. No more short form. I get it. I mean, movies have been bad the last like 3 to 4 years, probably 5 years, shit, 10 years. Movies have been bad. They have not been good. Everything major, blockbuster-wise.
They've been good here.
No,
as far as the more serious movies, like I remember is that, I forgot what year it was, but like when No Country came out, when like the assassination of Jesse James came out, it was like one or two other high caliber movies all came out.
There Will Be Blood came out that year too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, those were really good movies and kind of original because they were like in this minimalist like aesthetic. But think about movies in general, like all of the movies that you've seen, you've been underwhelmed over the last, you know, 5 to 7 years.
Somewhat. I'd assume. It depends on who's making it. If it's Marvel, then yes, besides Guardians. If it's Nolan, not really. He hasn't really underwhelmed me yet.
Interstellar came out this year, right? I heard that was underwhelming.
Not for me. I get why people would think it is, but not for me.
What did you like, Aaron? I'm sorry. We're monopolizing.
It's all right. What did you like? I was more or less about the geek kind of stuff, you know, Godzilla, Guardians.
I need to see.
It's not great, but I mean, for what it is, it's still good.
You sold it.
Well, and that's something a lot of people, they're like expecting a lot of, you know, a lot of people, I love what they're like complaining about. Like they're saying, you know, Godzilla wasn't on screen enough. It's like, yeah, that's a reason for that. So like whenever you do see him, it's like, hey, you make note of it. There he is. All right.
Right.
I might rent that today.
Yeah, it's not the greatest movie in the world because it's giant monsters. Giant monsters are not, you know, known for the greatest things on Earth. Sure. They're just.
I like Pacific Rim.
So. Yeah, well, Pacific Rim is so cliched and so just.
I like it's a bad
movie that looked good.
Despite it being Top Gun, I like Pacific Rim.
Right, that movie was bad, but it looked so good. So like, there's this weird average now, you know.
Yeah,
but it seemed like it was bad on purpose, almost.
I think it's just because it's like every cliche possible was done.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure if that was by accident. Is what I'm saying.
No, that was probably done on purpose. Yeah, I mean that's because I don't want to say lazy, but it just seemed like that the working storyline.
It was entertaining.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, you both say that in disgust.
Yeah, I was disappointed after I saw Pacific Rim because like I wanted to like it a lot, but it wasn't that good.
Were there any more movies on your list, Aaron?
I'm sure there are, like Transcendence. That was one I enjoyed. That Big Hero 6. I like that one.
Oh yeah. I saw that just a few weeks ago. That was a really good movie. Yeah. I liked it a lot. I was like, man, these kids movies are getting just way too emotional nowadays.
Oh yeah.
Damn, Big Hero 6 is painful. Like, man, even for
worse than Lion King.
Worse than
I would say
worse than Band.
Well, yeah.
Right, to me, here's my thing. Okay, what's sad about Bambi? Bam, her dead.
His mom died. Yeah,
bam, dead. Movie begins. That's it. We do not connect with the mom at all. We get like how much screen time with the mom again?
It doesn't matter.
I mean,
I don't care if it's the character's mom, uncle, grandma, whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't know who the character is, and to me, I'm going to be like, I don't give a shit.
Well, I guess you have to have empathy for that to work.
Yeah, your friends list, is really, really small.
I mean, that's the thing.
But it's about what it symbolizes. It's a kid being orphaned, pretty much. In
the wild.
And innocent babies being orphaned. And the symbol of his being nurtured has been taken away. It's not about what Bambi. I wouldn't know if she even had a name, but it's not about what
Bambi's mom.
Bambi's mom is. It's about what she represents. It's just about symbolism.
Yeah, dude. Like, yeah, but Big Hero 6, it tugs at you
And you know who Mufasa is. It's not like Mufasa.
Mufasa, you actually get some screen time with. You're like, yeah, okay, I get Mufasa.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, my one big thing. It's like, Mufasa, yeah, you get a lot of screen time. He teaches his son. You know, you got to be a man. You got to do this. You got to stand up for that. And he dies, not like, bam, dead, over. It's more or less like he gets betrayed. I mean, it's like your own brother killed you.
And dies saving his son.
What's that?
And dies saving his son.
Yeah, there's that, too. Yeah. So it's like, that to me is a lot more than fucking Bambi. It's like, Bambi's mom, bam, dead, moving on. It's like, okay, what? But let me see what else was there. Pure Six, Transcendent.
I saw the Theory of Everything. Just to what about
Planet of Apes?
I did not see Dawn. I didn't see Dawn.
I didn't see it.
So I can't say one way or the other.
I didn't see the one before that, just because the trailer made me feel like I saw it.
It was so cliched. I was like, oh, evil monkey goes evil. Shocker. It's like, we weren't supposed to see that coming.
You said the Theory of Everything?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, that seems depressing.
It was like, I was just like, man, Stephen Hawking, man, you're an asshole, yo.
Did he?
Damn.
Spoiler. But I did read in real life he left his wife for his nurse.
Right.
So maybe I'm not sure if that's in the movie or not. But
see, it is absolutely. Okay. But like, I have to.
How is it a romantic movie if that happens? The trailer is a commercial, makes like this big romantic love conquers all story.
True love. He found true love. Oh god.
But he leaves her.
Yeah, so I mean, like, it kind of conquered all, because like a lot of people thought like he was gonna die early on, you know, through the disease, and you know, she helped him and stood by him for a long time. Now, you know, I have to take into consideration just a tiny bit that like she wrote the book that the movie is based on, so like there could be a little, you know, a little anger, which is totally like understood, right? Like, man, I stood by this dude for the last 30 years, and this hot nurse comes in and like
steals her
son. She's hot.
All done. There.
She's hot.
I mean, in the movie, she's like a milfy looking chick. So,
But he can't have sex.
Yeah, he can actually.
Not in the physical sense. Maybe like there are more ways than one.
You say nothing on his body works besides that.
You got to watch the movie.
I don't want to watch this movie. I don't want to see that sex scene. I don't want
Come
to
on,
watch this.
You know you want to see it.
Oh, that's too far, Vince. You don't want to see him have sex, but Aaron can't make fun of his. He's talking.
No. Yeah.
I can't make fun of the robot voice. Come on.
I don't want to see some brittle white guy getting pounded who can't move. That's this sounds horrible.
Well, they don't show him getting pounded or
he does a pounding. Brailing.
Well, you're assuming it's the wife. I mean, I don't know the inner workings of their sexual.
I don't buy that. I don't believe that.
Well, they have two kids, so he didn't just one day wake up and like could not move. Like there was a gradual process.
Yeah.
So like,
okay.
He had his kids.
So he cheats before he's paralyzed.
No, he actually cheats after he's paralyzed completely.
I don't believe that.
I believe it because sex is just a physical thing that can be, you know, just nothing but.
But how would he feel it, and how would blood still flows there, and he can feel that one part, but he can't feel his legs, he can't feel his arm.
Well, see,
I don't really want to get into the science of this.
They never said that like he actually physically did anything with this woman, although like I'm assuming that like they had a connection that was like still
emotionally cheating,
right?
Okay,
that
it sounded like it was some railing going on.
Well, again, I don't know, because like there were some hints to that in the movie that he still had like some feeling down there, because like there was, you know, he looked at porn. He
really?
He
was,
well,
this
who
is
doesn't?
Not,
that's the whole thing. It's like that's a guy thing, I think.
This isn't the movie I was sold in that trailer.
No,
it sounds way more interesting.
You want to see Stephen Hawking rolling around watching porn? Right?
Now you're kind of selling it to me, because like just I made it seem like this cheesy but interesting romantic story, but now it's really just this dirty old man cheating on banging nurses and watching porn every night. That's pretty cool.
Oh man, do you see what kind of husband he's bound to be now, Aaron? Do you see this?
Yeah,
do you see it working?
I'd
be a great husband. Okay.
And the silence.
Have you guys listened to podcasts of years or of months past of Vince's relationship advice? You got one date with Vince. You got one date with Vince. Vince says, if you're not your best on that first date, you're done. You cut. That's it.
Why not? I don't waste their time. So if I don't see it going anywhere.
It's the first date.
Yeah. You know how shy women are on the first date? They don't know you at all, man.
I never really ran into shyness being a problem.
Oh, just panties drop when Vince walks in.
Well, no, I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's what you said. That's what I heard.
I'm not the king of Jamaica now, but.
Oh, even the king is a one woman man.
Now, but when you were a prince.
Yeah, bark, I mean, when I was a prince, like, I mean, it's acceptable for a prince because a prince doesn't know anything.
He's, you're getting the royal penis cleaned and everything.
He's dumb. Oh, Lord.
I don't think Aaron's gonna know.
As the princess.
No, yeah, I know. But that's why I said bark like a dog. So which is it, Marquise? Is it a big dog or a little dog?
Oh, no.
Oh man, that's for one person to know. I mean, I got a shit ton of kids. Like I got a dog. That's for sure.
You're not
that dog barks a lot.
You know Stephen Hawkins.
Yeah, no, I'm not Stephen Hawking for sure. That's for sure.
Really, he's getting it on. What that make this movie sounds weird.
All right now.
But you sold it to me, Marquise. When it comes to Redbox, I'll check it out.
Hey man,
you got the pervy side out of Triple X. Intrigued now.
Now that I told you about it,
it sounds so bizarre. Huh.
It's a interesting movie. Like there's not a lot of science. Like the science portion of the movie, and the physics is kind of like front loaded, and then the rest of it is all this relationship shit.
I'm fine with it. Now, the science sounds made up anyway, so I'm fine with the science not being there. Oh, a trillion years ago, the Big Bang happened. This is the math equation I found discovered.
I mean, I don't want to get into a theology talk, but it is hilarious to me to listen to physicists and scientists talk about how there can't be a deity, but then the rationale behind nothing create something like that whole rationale to me. I love watching it and just listening to it because it's like, okay, so, you know, if one sect of people don't know what happened, you're saying the math knows what happened, but it's constantly being updated. It's, you know, it's just funny to listen to people. That's all.
Especially
when
they're saying things
that.
Like, you know, what was that? The impossible drive system that turned out was not impossible. So like we could actually make a warp drive or something like that. You guys remember that? It was like it was really early on in the year where basically scientists originally say this style of, I want to say, engine or drive was impossible. But then NASA's like, no, here, we kind of theorized it, or we kind of made it. You know, this is possible for us to do, and, you know, attached to a ship.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. If I hear that another time this week. Oh, my gosh.
It's true.
Well, the thing, so I wouldn't know if it'd be like that. You don't know what you don't know, because they originally said it was impossible. So they knew at that time with what was given that was impossible. And they said, no, we know this is going to happen. All of a sudden, someone proved them wrong.
Well, I'm saying for Marquise's statement.
Oh, okay. That
physicists have proof there's no deity or no creator or anything.
Well, I guess you're, yeah. Like in a way that, like, yes, you don't know what you don't know. So you're just going to search for answers. And like, again, if people want to be atheists, like, I'm cool with that. Like, that's your choice. If you have a belief in a higher power, you know, I congratulate you. That's cool. I just, you know, I feel like we lessen things with science other than like enhancing them sometimes. Like we want to make sure that we know like this explains this. So the world and everything in this universe can be quantified and like we can now recreate a universe for ourselves. Like I feel like there's always this weird notion that like man wants to be the controller of everything. And it's just like, dude, it's okay if you just don't know. Like you said, we don't know what we don't know. And let it be. Let it stand. It's okay. It's okay, Stephen Hawking. You can come up with a new theory over and over again. It's okay.
I'm definitely fine with, you know, anyone being whatever, you know, whatever you believe in. I don't care. But the more aggressive atheists can be just as annoying as aggressive, you know, Christians or Judaism or Islam or just being aggressive in any way is annoying. And either way, the aggressive atheists can be so extreme that you basically do have a religion. Your religion is nothing. But
you're a nihilist, right?
You might just carry out
nothing.
You should just carry
yourself and leave us all alone, right?
You should carry a blank book and say this is your Bible, like just blank pages. Like if you believe that, that's fine. But just don't be. No one should be aggressive about it. Either way, at the end of the day, you're making an assumption. Your assumption. One person's assumption is that there's someone above. The other person's assumption is nothing, nowhere. Either way, you're both assuming something.
True.
That's why smart people are agnostic. Booyah. I'm kidding.
You guys are fence riders. I get it. It's okay.
I'm not really a fence rider.
No, because the thing is, like, you know what? It's just leaving yourself open to the possibility.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say is no such thing as God. God cannot exist. No, because here's the thing. Like we just said a second ago, you don't know what you don't know. God may very well exist. And all of a sudden, boom, Jesus Christ comes back. It's like, all right, well, it's Armageddon up in this bitch. It's like, Buddha
can pop up. I mean, at least being agnostic leaves you some room to say, like, I am curious, right? Like, for someone to just say, like, I don't think anything exists. Like, there's just too much around you to say, like, nothing exists.
Yeah. The galaxy could be infinite. And in that infinite, it's so infinite, we don't know.
Right. I mean, what life? Yeah.
It could be, if it has no limits, then how do you know what's out there?
What was this thing I've heard? We're in a universe that could be limitless in size and proportion. And how's it go? It's something like we are either alone in the universe or we are not alone in the universe. Either one scares the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because
but is that more for aliens though? Is that not for deities?
Well, anything.
Okay.
I mean, like the whole thing is
you don't know what you don't
exactly.
Know
we means. Don't know what is out there. Like what was it? They found methane on Mars, and wasn't that originally impossible? That's something they're saying we could never go past. What I hear one day, I didn't believe for a second. It's like there's gotta be a way around it. There is like a belt sort of radiation, and of course everything past our moon is kind of protected by it. That's why we are able to go to the moon and do that, but we could not go further than it because of radiation or something like that. And it's like we could never go to Mars. It's like, well, aren't we actually going to Mars soon? I think
going there?
I want to say I thought they were like planning on doing a manned flight to Mars.
Oh, yeah. When they're doing like a one-way trip to Mars?
One-way trip.
Yeah.
I'm going to remove my name from this list now. I no longer want to be part of the one-way trip. I thought there was a ticket to turning home in about 50 to 70 years. Yeah, it's a one-way trip, Aaron. You're not coming back from that one. We don't have hyperdrive yet.
Nah.
Are you deleting your name right now, Aaron?
Ready to do what now?
Delete your name from the list?
Yeah, you can count me off that, the flight list, I think.
It's a red planet.
Yeah, a little too red.
To your point, Aaron, though, like, it's very interesting to see people so surprised or astonished that, like, other elements exist on other planets. I mean, a physicist or scientist of whatever else would probably understand that, like, if everything came from some singular event, some remnants probably exist everywhere from that one thing, right? Like, I don't find that too surprising, but to each his own.
Yeah, well, because like the one thing also, it's like we've yet to, I think, truly find out how we came to be. So like that's the biggest mystery. Hell, we've only mapped out something like 3% of the depths of our oceans. It's like so we don't know what the hell's down there,
which is crazy, right?
Yeah.
Aquaman's down there.
Atlantis is down there, right?
James Cameron will find him.
Titanic's down there. We know that.
Yeah. Atlantis is probably real. As far as not people breathing underwater, but as far as like a city sinking into the ocean.
Yeah, they probably thought like a time way back when, you know, they made a series of bridges and, you know, turned that into a quote unquote city is more or less just like an outpost, and they just called it Atlantis. And maybe those structures got weakened or war happened or God knows what and whoop, sunk down.
And you know what? This is why we need No Man's Sky, so that we can explore safely.
All right. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Digital High Show, no underscores or dashes. If you are not aware, we also stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/entertainmentfuse. We're also open to any games you want to see in action. And if you're an indie developer, we will gladly show your game as long as it does not take all my concentration. So keep that in mind. That's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week's episode of Digital High, your source for entertainment news and discussion. Digital High.